Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
So I don't know about you, CBC, but the future rewards those who press on. With patient and firm determination, I'm going to press on for jobs. I'm going to press on for equality. I'm going to press on for the sake of our children. I'm going to press on for the sake of all those families who are struggling right now. I don't have time to feel sorry for myself. I don't have time to complain. I'm going to press on. I expect all of you to work with me and press on. Take off your bedroom slippers. Put on your marching shoes. Shake it off. Stop complaining. Stop grumbling. Stop crying. We are going to press on. We've got work to do. CBC, God bless you. And God bless the United States of America.
Wow. Sounds like President Obama is running for re-election, doesn't it, huh? There he is speaking at the Congressional Black Caucus, and that was over the weekend, creating a bit of a stir in the world of conversation radio, and that's what we're all about here. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and this hour we'll talk about that speech to the Congressional Black Caucus, play some of the excerpts from it, as you just heard, and then get some reaction from radio hosts around the country and from you at 800-510-8255. So be prepared to talk about this. Mitt Romney brought up last week during the debate, I think, or not. Maybe it may have been in a speech that he gave. The president was reminded that when he ran for office, he said if things weren't fixed, jobs and the economy in 3 years, he wouldn't run again. He'd be one term president. So is all this something that ought to just go poof in the night because he's not honoring his promise or what? What say you? 800-510-8255. Here's host Steve Rosen talking about what the Congressional Black Caucus is and what the president has to get from them in order to be reelected.
It seems as if this president speaks every single day to some audience. He's gone to the well far too many times, and I think a lot of people, not just people who were opposed to him, who didn't vote for him to begin with, but even independents, and his support among swing voters among independents is dropping like a rock as well. I think so many people, when they see the president, their first thought, if they don't say it, is, Mr. President, please shut up already. Anyway, touching one of his foundational bases, his core base, he addressed the Congressional Black Caucus. I think this was their annual event. The Black Caucus is a number of members of Congress who caucus together. I think they're all Democrats, to my recollection. And they're black, and they have an agenda that has a definite racial, not necessarily racist, but racial focus. They support programs that they believe benefit blacks. All right. Within the Black Caucus, there are some reasonable people, and then some raving lunatics. I use that term advisedly, not clinically, since I'm not a psychiatrist. But Maxine Waters is certainly someone approaching that categorization. I mean, she says the most outrageous things, and she performs and yells and screams and has been caught in so many stupid statements over the years. But she doesn't care. She's beloved by the members of her congressional district.
Yep, and that's what it takes to get elected. Don't have to be on a national stage. Just got to make it work locally. That's Steve Rosen on his radio program with an analysis of the Black Caucus. 800-510-8255. Here's television host John Lemon, you know, on the countdown we review what's going on in the world of talk radio. Talk television is often fodder for what the discussion, the shape of discussion, how the discussion goes on the radio. Here, Lemon talks with Goldie Taylor and Errol Lewis from the Congressional Black Caucus about the president's speech.
What did you think of the president's speech last night?
I thought it was an interesting speech, but I thought it was a gutsy one. Mm-hmm. And depending on who you think he was talking to last night, he was rather right on base or dead off base. And so that remains to be seen.
Right on base or dead off base meaning?
meaning if he was talking to the members of the CDC and telling them to get up off of their keisters and get out into the streets, then maybe he was dead on. If he was talking to the American people, if he was talking to African Americans about where their fight is, then maybe the comments were misplaced.
Yeah, some people were a bit critical of it, Errol, because they said that for people who have been unemployed for a few years or have lost their homes to repossession, saying, you know, let's move, stop complaining, may not have been the right message.
I didn't hear him as really aiming it at anybody other than the black political leadership that was in the room there, frankly. I mean, he was telling them to stop complaining, stop criticizing, and to work with him. He's going to need all of their help in their key districts in the swing states if he's going to get reelected. I mean, it was a pretty naked appeal to them to try and close ranks and help him as he tries to mount this reelection bid. I don't know if he was asking the unemployed to do anything for him other than to maybe be a little bit patient with him.
Okay. So before the dinner, I asked CDC Chairman Emanuel Cleaver if he finds it hard to criticize the president. Take a listen.
I've been black all of my life, and I know that African Americans are going to be careful about providing any comfort to those who would like to politically dismantle this presidency. And so, obviously and unapologetically, we're going to be careful about things that we say that might reflect negatively on the president.
Right, so the president, again, that was before he spoke at the CBC last night. Goldie, we have discussed this issue, but the job situation isn't getting any better. Should African-Americans keep their criticisms private? I've spoken to people, and they say, I'm surprised people just in general aren't marching in the streets when it comes to this economy and unemployment. So should African-Americans keep it private?
I think African-Americans have got to begin acting in their own interest. If you look at African-American unemployment, where it remains in double digits, continue to climb while the rest of the economy begins to table off, I think that there are some real key issues there that we've got to be real concerned about. But last night's speech for the president with the CBC, he needs them. He frankly cannot win this election without them. You know, during the 2008 election, he had 67% or better turnout for African-American voters. During the midterm elections the following 2 years, there was 37% African-American turnout. If that 37 only turns out again next year, this president goes back home to Chicago.
Okay, 800-510-8255. The analysis of the president's speech for the Congressional Black Caucus is the opening salvo here on our Talk Radio Countdown show, with more of that focus coming right up here.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 7-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it, Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now, free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now, 800-716-6520.
In times of danger and disaster, in times of peace and times of war, in times of joy and times of pain, in every corner of the world, and right here at home, wherever and whenever our troops are called, the USO is there. For their families, for their futures, for the incredible sacrifice they make for all of us, so that someday they can return to the people they love and the things they hold in their hearts. For all of us, it's this simple. We need them, they need us, and we need you. find out more about the USO and how you can help, visit USO.org.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Some controversy is contrived and some isn't. We'll touch on something that's cooking this week from the Associated Press regarding the CBC, Congressional Black Caucus, speech as we continue to examine that and have you think about your reaction to it. If you haven't heard anything about it, it took place over the weekend. Here is an excerpt from John and Ken's program about the president's speech.
So this idea of taking off your bedroom slippers.
Yeah, what is he implying?
Is they're all shuffling around at home, yeah.
That they got nothing going on and they need to take to the streets?
Well, that's not very nice.
They're sliding around doing nothing. They don't even bother to put their shoes on anymore.
I thought it was insulting.
Well, it was insulting. Can you imagine a white guy coming in saying that? Put on your bedroom slippers?
No, take off.
Or take off your bedroom slippers?
Put on your marching shoes and shake it off. That's rather personal.
Yeah, but again, not one ninny in this whole world says, what can you do, Mr. Obama, to employ blacks? Is he supposed to open up a little black employment center on the White House lawn?
Now,
I don't get
the latest polls show that 95% of blacks approve of his job performance. Maybe about 5% don't, but he's worried about turnout next year.
That's like those evangelical Christians that supported Bush.
Oh, I know.
It's tribal.
Now, back in 2008, 65% of eligible blacks actually voted. But in 2010, it plummeted to about 37%. So they're worried that next year he'll lose turnout if he doesn't fire up the troops. Now,
but
when we come back...
You know something, though? You got to be pretty dim if a BS speech like that gets you fired up to vote for him.
Stop
seriously.
Stop complaining. Stop grumbling. Stop crying.
Yeah.
What? Put on your dancing shoes.
Take off your bedroom slippers. What the heck?
All right. An interesting spin on it. Here's Judy calling the countdown.
The way I feel is I gave... The last time President Obama was a candidate, I am giving this time, but I'm giving this time the limit. I am totally dismayed at what's going on in Congress. And the one thing that I feel as an unemployed American is that it's more important now than ever that President Obama remains in office.
So she gave his campaign last time. She's unemployed. She's going to do it again. All right, Judy, here's Harry.
You know, unfortunately, I think the president is right. I'm continuing to search and search and try to find out why Republican, because I can't find anything positive that's coming from the Republican Party anymore. And I'm disturbed. I live here in Detroit. Three members of my family are back to work, you know, at General Motors because of the president stepped in and, you know, saved the auto industry here when we have people, especially a person who's running for president, said his suggestion was that we should declare bankruptcy, you know, and it when I saw what happened in California with Herman Cain, you know, something is wrong here, you know. I think there was some way that the president could qualify the Congress for about 90 days. I think he could get the whole country straightened out and get us back on the right track.
Hello, this is Steve Shank with an urgent update from eFoods Direct. Folks, we're all fighting huge food price increases. eFoods Direct has been doing all we can this year to help you get food before the perfect storm of exploding food prices from the 2011 harvest. During September, eFoods is giving you free shipping on your food supply orders. But you have to understand, we're entering the eye of the food cost storm. Ethanol is boosting gas prices and driving corn costs so high our wheat for bread is going into animal feed, and pasta wheat cost has doubled since last year. I strongly advise you to get your order in before the free shipping deadline, September 30th. Free shipping, including Alaska and Hawaii, ends September 30th. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review at 800-510-8255. By most accounts, the president gave a fiery speech at the Congressional Black Caucus annual awards dinner in Washington last Saturday, telling blacks to quit crying and complaining, support him in the fight for jobs. Now, the Associated Press transcript of the Obama remark section has been deemed racist by some people. The debate debuted on MSNBC on Sunday and is carried on. And as I said a few minutes ago, as most of you know, what appears in print and what appears on television is fodder for issue-oriented news talk radio to discuss. Author Karen Hunter, who's black, complained on MSNBC that the Associated Press transcribed Obama's speech without cleaning it up, as other outlets did, specifically including the dropped G's, gonna do this, gonna do that, instead of going to do this and going to do that. Is that nonsense? Petty, et cetera, et cetera? Is that what the news media, some in the news media, is all about? 800-510-8255. Here's radio man Mike Broomhead talking about Maxine Waters' reaction to the president's speech.
So now Maxine Waters is responding to President Obama about Hispanics. Go ahead.
So I'm not sure who the president was addressing. I found that language a bit curious because the president spoke to the Hispanic caucus, and certainly they're pushing him on immigration. And despite the fact that he's appointed Sotomayor to the Supreme Court, he has an office for excellence in Hispanic education right in the White House. They're still pushing him. He certainly didn't tell them to stop complaining.
So now he's mad. They're mad about that. So now let's go on. Because now Maxine Waters, this has got to be good. I've not heard this audio yet. Maxine Waters is talking about Jews. Is that right? Wait, let me get this out there. All of you Jewish members of the audience, I want you to listen closely. Maxine Waters talking about the Jews.
He would never say that to the gay and lesbian community who really pushed him on Don't Ask, Don't Tell, or even in a speech to AIPAC. He would never say to the Jewish community, stop complaining about Israel. So I don't know who he was talking to, because we're certainly not complaining.
Okay.
We're working. We support him, and we're protecting that base because we want people to be enthusiastic about him.
Okay, so now she's mad because she's complaining because he told the black community, stop complaining. Put on your marching shoes. Gee, what images does that conjure up in your mind? A black man asking you to march. No, it wasn't pandering. No. No, not at all.
800-510-8255. William from North Carolina.
I would like to say to Obama's statement concerning the Republicans would destroy or cripple America, he's already got it on life support, and I'd like to know what he's going to do to bring it out, because he's not trying. He's busy trying to build people to put him back in office. That's his biggest concern right now. And as far as he's concerned, I don't think he has his country at heart. He don't even attend to the things that are necessary to keep the country running. He's out campaigning, raising money to campaign, and I think it's time you leave Washington. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. 800-510-8255. What was he specifically and intentionally doing and saying? Was he using his black linguistic style to emphasize his message? Was he campaigning just specifically to this group? And is that A-OK? Your opinion becomes like an op-ed piece. You can send your thoughts, if you can't, call to Doug at DougStephan.com.
For a limited time, you can add the OnStar FMV mirror to your car for only $199. It's like having a portable nav, a roadside assistance plan, Bluetooth, and a stolen vehicle system, plus automatic help in a crash. And it's compatible with most cars. Add OnStar FMV to your car at Best Buy for only $199 MSRP after instant rebate. Tax, installation, and OnStar subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and more retailers. Hurry, offer ends October 31st, 2011.
Mark Twain once said that the secret of success was making your vocation your vacation. And I can't think of anything I'd rather do than save folks money on their car insurance with GEICO. I'm proud to have helped millions of drivers save and save big. Hundreds of dollars a year. Come to think of it, my bosses say I should take a vacation. I'll probably go to the beach, get a little sun, see if anyone needs to save money on their car insurance. There I go again.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 7-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Radio Countdown Show is heard coast to coast on great radio stations like WVCH in Hastings, Michigan, WCSM in Salina, Ohio, and WZSK in Everett, Pennsylvania. Good to have you folks along as we continue on with our countdown and the beginning focus of this hour, the President's speech to the Congressional Black Caucus. Here on Fox, Megyn Kelly talks to Herman Cain. Interesting. This is a black man who's done well in business, doing well in the poll. He won the Florida straw poll. So how come blacks, if 95% of the blacks polled said they'd vote for Obama, one would wonder why that is. If it's just because he's black, does that make any sense? Here's Herman Cain.
President Obama was speaking to a group, the Congressional Black Caucus, and said to them over the weekend that they need to quit their crying and stop complaining. Already he's taken heat from that, including from Congressional Black Caucus member Maxine Waters, who said that that was unfair of him to do. Has the president done enough to fight, in particular, black unemployment numbers?
You know, Megan, no, he has not. So goes the national economy. So goes the state economy. So goes the local economy. So goes the household economy. So goes the economy for black America, white America, and all America. You know the speech he should have been giving to the Congressional Black Caucus? He should have been saying, my policies have failed. My policies have failed the nation, and therefore they have failed black people, white people, Hispanic, and all people. That's the message he should have been giving. Instead, he wanted to chastise them for saying, Mr. President, things have not gotten better. Instead, he went in on the defense, saying, put on your marching shoes, we got more work to do. More work to do what? Completely destroy this economy? No. Completely destroy this economy? That's the work that they've got to do. And that's what he's talking about. And even the Congressional Black Caucus and black Americans are pushing back saying, wait a minute. We can't just go along simply because you say we ought to follow you. We want to see some results. And he went in there totally defensive. And at least they are saying it was unfair. I would have gone further and would have said that it's not only unfair, that it is also insulting.
800-510-8255. Somebody mentioned in one of the blogs referring to him as the Uncle Jemima instead of Aunt Jemima. I suppose you can figure out what that means. I'm looking at a lot of different responses here, both with your calls to 800-510-8255 and comments on some of the blogs. He was specifically and intentionally using a black linguistic style to emphasize his message, says a conservative blog called Their Last Refuge. To say that his African-American linguistic style is more racist than what the Associated Press printed is not true. Part of the controversy here, for those of you who may not have heard it, was a review of what the Associated Press wrote. They literally took down the wording, and they did it without the G's, going, coming, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, gorming, coming, which is how most of the other outlets, when they redid the speech, they printed it by cleaning up. You may think this is simple and maybe kind of ridiculous to be focusing on, but it does get to the heart of what he actually said. He didn't use G's. That's called a gerundive, an ing on the end of the word. The words he was emphasizing, almost the ebonics of the way black people talk. And some found that offensive. I find it kind of nitpicky myself. A lot of you just dislike this man so much, you pick apart whatever he has to say, and this is an easy way for you to do it. 800-510-8255. Cal calls to the countdown from Cooksville, Tennessee.
Good morning, and happy day today, for sure, like that. Well, it seems like to me a lot of people are a little unhappy with what's going on with Obama, and I don't blame them. And his talk about, he said that the vision for Republicans like that is bad for America. Well, let me tell you something. His spending, which he has been doing, is bad for America. Well, you're $14 trillion in debt, and a possibility over the next 10, 15 years of $20 or $30 trillion in debt. Hey, I tell you what, that to me is total collapse of the total government altogether. Total collapse. Can't have that. Got to have some physical responsibility. And I tell you what, that's why I like the Republican Party.
All right. 800-510-8255. Some of you have accused the attitudes of the Republicans as being racist. This rewrite of the speech must have been done by a racist Republican. Here's somebody who writes, how is transcribing Obama's speech exactly as he said it being racist? Political correctness in this country is getting too far out of control. Cleaning up his words is creating a lie and misrepresentation. 800-510-8255. Trudy says that it's not the president's fault that the situation in our country is as bad as it is.
In Obama's last campaign, it was the first time I ever donated to a campaign. I'm an independent. I voted for Reagan. I voted for other Republicans. But I've completely turned away from the Republican Party now. I know they obstructed him from day one. They're still doing it. And people seem to blame Obama for not passing things or the Democrats, but with pulling a filibuster as many times as they did in the Senate, they managed to keep any of his programs going through that were really the way he wanted them. So, but anyway, I do feel like one lady said earlier, it's even more important this year.
800-510-8255. Here's another Facebook follower. Obama decided to parrot a speaking style instead of speaking like the president. If the exact transcript was racist, then Mr. Obama's delivery was racist. You don't get it both ways. His presentation was demeaning to blacks. If you got, he's not the descendant of black Americans. All right. We're talking about the speech. A lot of the comments are about the speech itself and the manner in which it was presented. And some people are talking about content. Some people are talking about the president's job performance. Here's Tom in Quantico, Virginia.
Hi. I appreciate you and appreciate the chance to have some input. Listen, I want to tell you, I just spent 6 months in Helmand Province, and there's a lot of Marines out there that are doing the right thing because they believe in this country. There are valiant young men out there dying and living because of their belief in the country. And I'm just really tired of what's going on in Washington where these guys are concerned about themselves. No one is willing to face the music and do what's necessary. And as far as Obama's comments, you know, the old saying, the best defense is a good offense.
I think that's just what's going on. I don't believe in what he's doing. I don't believe it's good for the country.
All right. Is the president's plan for jobs helping blacks? That's part of the focus here. 800-510-8255. Here's somebody named Trudy who says, I don't like the president. I totally agree with him on this one, though. Lazy blacks, Obama voters, take off your porch slippers. Put on your working shoes. Shake it off. Stop complaining. Stop grumbling. Stop crying. And get to work. 800-510-8255. Alex is calling from Arizona.
Well, President Obama ran on hope and change in 2008, but since the economy is bad now, he cannot run on his own record. So all he can do is vilify the Republicans. But in this case, the Republicans did not have power in the first 2 years of his presidency. So how can you blame the Republicans when he was completely focused on Obamacare and not about jobs and the economy?
Yeah, Obama is a racist. It's very interesting, putting some of your comments that are in print versus your calls at 800-510-8255. Here's Bob, who says Obama's a racist, pure and simple. We knew that from the beginning when he made the famous Cambridge police acted stupidly comment. Here's the president calling the police stupid when he didn't know any of the facts. Who was stupid? 800. That's interesting. I hadn't thought about that for a long time. 800-510-8255. Anthony, you've called, and we'll listen. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay. This is Anthony Trucker on his way to Utah out of Kansas. I just wanted to make a very short comment concerning the statement at the beginning of this show about the CDC. One of you there talked about, said some members of the CDC not entities. They're not. I mean, they're just people that are fighting and working for the betterment of this country. Whatever the economy turns to, it was started by Obama's predecessor. Let us look at it that way. He's trying his best to get this country on the right track. The Republicans will not let him do it. Please look at it that way and judge it right. You guys are not. They've not given him the opportunity to do his job, and he's trying as hard as he can. He needs a second term to get it right.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call and your expressions of concern and support. 800-510-8255. Chris up next from Lexington, Kentucky, calling the countdown. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I just wanted to weigh in. I heard y'all's program as I was driving back to North Carolina. And let's not forget who put Obama in this position. The Republicans are the ones that put us so far in debt. And granted, he's had a little bit of problems with big spending and trying ways to do it. But everything that he has tried to do, the Republicans have blocked him since day one. And he's not only got to battle the Republicans; he's got people on all sides on him.
Why do so many Democrats not support him anymore?
Well, because they consider he's flip-flopping on what he promised. But what they got to realize is that he can't come through. The reason he can't come through is because he doesn't have the cojones to do like Bush did and say, look, I'll veto every bill that you put in front of me unless you play ball. What he did was he got in there and he laid down and he let the Republicans mess with him so much, from the Tea Party drawing little pictures of him like a monkey all the way down the line. He's not been able to do anything.
The Tea Party or a member of the Tea Party? Is this?
Well, it's been certain select groups of the Tea Party. Right. It's not all of the Tea Party.
And have you heard some of the things that have been said by some of the so-called black leadership about white voters? That country has become, is and has been and seems to continue to be somewhat racist, or at least some people in America are. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
Oh, yes, I agree. I believe there's both people on both sides racist toward him. Everybody's looking at Obama like he's the first black president. He's not. He is the first mixed president. Yeah. He is half white, half black. Nobody gives him credit for being both. Everybody's claiming him to be one race or the other.
Well, the shame of it is that we have a focus on race at all. Some of that is underscored by groups like these congressional caucuses, whether it's the Black Caucus, the Hispanic Caucus, the Tea Party Caucus. We are all one, and we seem to be forgetting that to our detriment. Chris, appreciate your call, 800-510-8255. We're talking about the president and what his actions have done in his speech before the Congressional Black Caucus, as this seems to be the beginning of his reelection campaign. It's 14 minutes before the hour on the countdown.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say so and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
I'm in the I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business. Business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us. Business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my Graham to sponsor me in our walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
Hello, Happy Paws Pet Supplies.
Hi. I heard from my sister Maria, who was sent a link by Suzanne, who was friended by Janie, who was tweeted by Claire, who got your email newsletter that said you were having a one-day sale on dog beds.
Yeah.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to new customers like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
800-510-8255. Our focus is on your thoughts regarding the president and his speech, because that's how he started the hour. But there's a lot of other pent-up demand for expression. So help yourself. Bruce in Fresno, California. Please, let's hear from you.
Yes, I would like to speak on the president's job plan. I was not impressed with it. It seemed like more of the same, talking about find more jobs to the teachers, the unions, and building up the infrastructure.
So what do you think he ought to do, Bruce? What's your resolve to the job situation? Certainly serious.
Well, I would like to be more emphasis on when you see jobs being created, that it look more like America.
Do you think raising taxes on the wealthy is a way to increase jobs? Apparently not. Okay. 800-510-8255. Not the best call we've had this morning. Thanks for the good ones. 11 before the hour.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. Do we have it here? 800-510-8255. We're talking about the president, some of his speeches. We focused on the speech before the Congressional Black Caucus as we started here. The president was on LinkedIn with a 60,000 people apparently trying to get in and ask him questions. Would you please raise my taxes? One man asked the president at the town hall meeting hosted by LinkedIn. What do you think of that? Please raise my taxes. So what's keeping you from sending a bigger check? Help yourself. 800-510-8255. Sam listens to the countdown in Lexington, Kentucky. Go ahead, Sam. You're on the countdown live.
Well, good morning. Food for thought question. Obama is a well-educated, well-spoken man. We've always heard, we've heard speeches from him, hundreds of them, from the campaign through up to date. Why would he all of a sudden change his mannerism of speaking, his technique of speaking? It's just a question I have no answer for, but why would he do that?
Well, the answer may be in the question that you ask. You may have cleverly answered the question by suggesting that he did something that doesn't equate, given his educational background and what he normally is doing. And it's sort of, I can understand, and perhaps you can too, the folks who think that it's a racist way to refer to blacks, talk to them in their own sort of dialect, which doesn't do anything to get support from the general mainstream. But maybe that's not what his purpose was here, although you got to figure in this age, anything you say, no matter where you are, is going to get general consumptive reporting in the press. So is this something that blacks find offensive? Some have. For sure. Thanks, Sam. 800-510-8255. Jay, also in Kentucky, on the countdown. Go ahead, Jay.
Morning, sir. I could take up your whole show for all I got to say, but I'll try to make it as quick as possible. Obama, it's just more of the same, more of the same. The first $1 trillion in spending he had to have was so that unemployment didn't go over 8%. Now he wants another $500 trillion to back the union so he can get more campaign contributions. Basically, what I see as far as the jobs bill goes, if he was really serious about fixing this problem, I mean, talking about roads, bridges, and highways, I own a semi, I own another separate business, but in my semi business, One truck pays between $15,000 and $25,000 in fuel tax, highway use tax, and license plate fees. And where's that money go? It's supposed to go for the roads, bridges, and highways.
Right.
And if you talk about taxing oil companies, what do you think they're going to do with that money? They're just going to pass it on to the consumer, which is going to raise the price of fuel.
Well,
you
raise
the price of fuel, you raise the price of trucking, which raises the price of everything you buy, everything you consume. Grocery stores, why do you think steak's over $6 a pound right now when you used to be able to get it for $2 a pound?
Yeah.
Ground beef, bread, everything. In the trucking industry reflects everybody in the middle class. The fuel prices reflect everybody in the middle class and in the lower class.
One
if he was serious, he would cut these regulations, open these moratoriums. I mean, I could go on and on and on.
Well, but they're addicted. The problem that you and I as independent businessmen face is the over-regulation, the over-intrusion. They all say, well, how can we fix the problem? Get the hell out of our business, get out of the way,
exactly,
and let us do things. You asked about the Highway Trust Fund. That's been raided just like the Social Security Trust Fund, the Airport Trust Fund. Every one of these funds doesn't have any money in it because and it isn't just the president. They've all, the Congress, which authorizes spending, has spent all of this money. Obama's not the only culprit here in overspending. They're all addicted to taking money away from you and spending it for stupid stuff.
I agree, 100%.
I made a reference to the FEMA. I was at a wedding over the weekend up in Vermont at a very exclusive lodge that charges $485 a night for a room, and the place was loaded with FEMA people who are still up there working on the disaster from a month ago, and there are plenty of hotels within earshot of that big hotel that charge you $99 a night, $110 a night. So that's not good enough for FEMA. You're the taxpayer. You're paying for that stuff. That's the kind of thing that, in general, the government needs to be held accountable for. Obama hasn't done it. Bush didn't do it. That's why we need a change. All right, sir. Thanks. That sounds like I'm running myself. All right, King, you're in Austin. You got about 40 seconds. Help yourself. Make it fast.
Yeah, you know, I know the world has just been a big controversy because in 55, when I was born, I didn't know anything about racism or prejudice. But until the world realizes that we're all human, we're just destroying ourselves.
You know, sir, that's the most intelligent thing that's been said all this hour. We are eating ourselves and ruining this country with all of this...